Simon Shin Aleph, Sift Hezayin, Mishavurus of Katan Samad Beis. Now, this really is a side issue. It's not really a Hilosutsoy issue. It's a Kavod Shabbos issue. A person should not go around barefoot unless he's living in a place where the derech is to go barefoot. He says even if it would be normal to go barefoot during the week, he should do something different to remind him that Shabbos, he should wear shoes. Some people, if a person does enjoy having, if people go shod because it's more comfortable, see them during the weekdays, they can't afford it, etc. But the Kavod Shabbos, because of the oinig of it, they should go. We said back before that it's appropriate that a person, part of the tznius is a person should be clothed. That includes his feet. Okay, now, in Sif Yud Zayin, we said that a chiger, which cannot go without a makil, so he's allowed to go with it. Mishabur Sama Gimel. So it's an important Mishabur. The Chiman Deinu Yochel Eilech Klal Beloi Makil, since he cannot walk at all without this cane, this stick supporting him. Okay. So Havilei Kiminal Didei. So this item now gets the halachic status of his shoe. So here we have a case where he's not wearing it. It's not a malbush in the classical sense. He's not wearing it. He's holding it. But we're going to argue that since it's not him carrying the item, but the item is rather is carrying him. It's that functions as his middle. So a modern version of that is a wheelchair. A person cannot go without the wheelchair, so for him the wheelchair becomes the bottle to the goof. That becomes his way to walk. So that's what becomes a very large shoe. So he asks you, what's the riddle? How large of a shoe can you picture? You can picture a shoe the size of a wheelchair. That's a shoe, as far as we're concerned. So it seems to be the aside of the heter of minel is not just because it's a malbush like the other parts of the other types of clothing, but it's because it's facilitating his walking.
So in a wheelchair, the person in the wheelchair can wheel it, or someone can wheel the person. I remember when my neighbor's son was bar mitzvah, had a guy come and take his mother with the shul.
So you're asking a very good question. Rambam does not seem to differentiate between the two. But there were other places who raised this question. It's not really a sushtel. That in the case where the person is walking, using these things, so that's the form of walking. This is his form of walking. So we can have the item which is attached to the bottom of him and he moves himself forward, but that's walking. So we understand that these things are facilitating walking. This is a whole new thing. This is not the din of walking. He finds that difficult, that comparison. One of the rayas is the fact that many times it's not him moving himself, but somebody else moving him. So other person were not comfortable. Remersha was moderate, and the other person were not comfortable with it.
You're talking about wheelchair?
A wheelchair.
Mm-hmm. If he can operate it himself?
Even if he does, but you see that they still argue that it's not the same. Right. So. Okay, Samadal Avli Mafshir, then he said, but if a person is able to go without it, and he just uses it to give himself more balance, or you have a case of a person who, when he's walking in the house, he goes without a makel. He's tired. So it gives him a little bit, makes it a little bit easier to walk. So even though if he doesn't have it, he will sway, but since he's still able to walk, that's not considered his minhag, and it's a masri. If he's so elderly that he cannot do that even in the house, so that that becomes his middle, and that's mutter. See, we have the Mesodrish of a few points over here. They said they bring over here a person who is really able to walk, but the doctors said that medically he's supposed to walk with the mako, and he's being stubborn, and he can say he can do it without it. So, but since the doctors say when he walks it without it, it's bad for him. That's called his minnow. That's how he's supposed to walk. One point. The second point over here, which they did, is they discussed the question of a hearing aid. Do you draw a parallel of a person part of being able to walk safely is being able to hear the sounds around you, etc. So a person needs this, he can't hear without it. Do we argue that becomes something which is bottled to the goof because it's facilitating his walking? So it's not him carrying the hearing aid. The hearing aid, as it were, is helping his walking. So that's the same type of idea. Is that a comparison or not? On the other hand, it's not directly involved in the walking, like the mako, which is mamash directly involved in the walking. This is more, it's a way to walk safely because you might hear, we'll be able to hear the cars, etc.
What do you say more directly? The same way, assume eyeglasses is in the dark, that a hearing aid is.
So, I mentioned to you before, to some place, Gimur Machra, on eyeglasses. Right. Assuming eyeglasses are mutter, is sound the same thing as sight? Sight is clearly directly involved in the walking process. I mean, I guess you can walk blindfolded.
Independent of walking, are eyeglasses mutter only because of walking, or is it because kind of they become your eyes? So Is it
didn't walk in pashas? There's not a son of masui because I'm using this, it's being mashamish me as I'm going. Right? But if a person would be able to go if a person were able to walk, there's the reading glasses. I'm just really carrying them from point A to point B to use them in point B. They're not doing anything for me now. But glasses which are helping me in my process of going, so that's this swara. But that's truly, sight is, yeah, the people which are blind can walk without, but the average person who's sighted can't walk without looking. Whereas sound is more of a safety issue. You know, if I'm walking down the regular sidewalk and there's no street nearby, I don't need hearing aids. A person will be deaf, he can still walk safely. But, you know, he needs to cross the street, so we would say, you know, he'd look both ways five times. It's safer to be able to hear, but it's not as intrinsic.
So glasses are not considered malbush?
It's not clear that glasses, the heter of glasses is a malbush. It's more along the lines of the same way a tachshit is in some way enhancing the body. So this is also some way enhancing the body. But the point of a tachshit, if I wear a tachshit, the person grappled with this idea, you know, if I have something which is like, I put on a tachshit under my clothing. So it's not called enhancing it. Well, when I get to the place where I'm going to, I'll uncover it. But right now, it's not enhancing. So how do you, you know, so, well, okay, what about if you put a coat on? Because it's cold outside. So, we don't say that becomes a normal way to wear it. But if a person would put it under a shirt, because and then only bring it out when he gets to shul, so that would be a problem. Because right now, he's just carrying it. So, so glasses are along those lines. So he brings it. So the Mesodrish brings the Michlis Yitzchak was if he can't walk without it. So if he can't go outside without it, so he's afraid he won't be able to hear, and therefore he will not. He can't go outside without it. So as long as we're not worried about it falling, so it's mutter. But he brings from the Tzipesa Frank that he says it's osur, because it's not like the case of the Malka, which is involved in actual walking. This is not involved in actual walking.
And this is also discussion in 53 about what about somebody who can, you know, can walk with difficulty in regular grade, but, you know, up a relatively steep hill or stairs would make them up.
Right. So Pasha, that should not be mutter, right? Because that's not this, you know, there's a large... I guess theoretically, if you would have a person who needs shoes only for going up steps, okay, it's hard to compare it to a shoe anymore. Okay, samachay. So if he's able to go, he's just taking it in order to so that's also. So it's rainy and slippery, or it's icy. If that's this is the Taz. That's not a good comparison. So the Taz says that even though this person normally can go without it, but under the circumstances this is the only way he can walk, that becomes his makel. And others say no, it's not a dimyan. If a person who needs this constantly, that becomes part of his the way he dresses himself, as it were. But it doesn't compare to a person who just in this specific instance right now needs it.
What does a person only need when
it's icy?
Rainy.
Yeah. Okay. So, what are we talking about over here? Come on time, you would know. Walking stick.
Walking stick?
Yeah.
Walking stick to mark?
Also, I feel him, who makel tiferes, should not also, so now it's also, let's say he's wearing it, it's a fancy cane, it's a silver tipped cane, you know, silver top cane, whatever, after utakshit. It's very pretty, but there's no hefter of takshit biyadoi. The point that it's takshit when you're wearing a takshit, it's mutter. Okay, mashenoygim achshuvim lotzis b'makel shebiyadim. They go out with their fancy walking stick. Serm lotzis behem b'shabbos chutzayev. They cannot go chutzayev with such a thing. Altecherev mutter im noisel lekabed oshiyesh mitzarach ksas. Okay, so if he's but tachah erev it's mutter either because that's part of his his ensemble, his covered, or he has some tzarech out of it. Avaloi tzarech klal ikas hilusa the Shabbos. But if you'd have no purpose at all, just stop schlepping around this thing. So it's considered hilusa the Shabbos.
Was Mishpura saying it's okay to be a bagayva?
If you want to say it like that, I wouldn't say it like that. I'd say, you know, you live in a society where that was the standard way the people of renown went. So that's where he should go. And I don't think that I'm not sure the Mishabura, but the Chabad Chaim would not say you should be a Balgaiva. Okay. So then now he says the Chayla, which is Omer Michalya, and he said Dinah Chakigir. So it depends. If his illness is such that he cannot go without this support, so for him that's a minhag. If it's such that he could, then it's also. Then we did Sifcha Yurches was that a suma cannot go out b'makel. Also, lo lotzis b'makel. Hainu chutz le'eriv. Again, we're talking about chutz le'eriv because b'toch eriv that's definitely a tzarech ksas. So he's able to walk. He's having this extra thing. Well, you know, he feels a little more confident because he can't really see, but he's able to walk without it. So that's right to this problem. Fine. Sif your test.
So how can we say that glasses are become that helps you walk? This isn't. It's more important to be able to walk, to see where you're, to be able to navigate. If somebody's blind, can't use the makel, and yet it can make them wear glasses, which just enhances their ability to walk.
I think the point over here is that it's not involved. The way that we're understanding it is the mice of walking. The mice of walking, the makel is not it's directly involved. It's along the lines of this individual, which he feels he's elderly, and it makes it more balanced. But it's not involved in the walking at all. The person who can't, person who is not blind, and he shuts his, and he doesn't, but he can't see. He's learned to rely on eyesight as part of his walking process. So I think that's the difference. Okay. Now you understand why the machmir are machmir.
Who's learned to rely on eyesight?
Even I
went
terrible vision.
To
do that. Somebody blind, take away a stick, and very likely can't function.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It depends. I haven't kept up with him. He used to travel from house to shul without a stick. He used to go downtown and on the bus without a stick.
Yeah, that's a train talking, but. Because some people who work dependent on it when
right.
They use the stick for navigation, or more for just to let people know?
No, they use it for navigation because they're able to tap and make sure there's nothing in front of them which is what they're going to fall on. But that's like a different thing. It's not the actual walking. It's the safety issue of not stepping on something. It's a different thing. That's
I'm just comparing to glasses, but also it's not the X I'm walking. It's just a little easier.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. But what's involved, then, I think, is okay. Yeah. Okay. Now, Sif, your test. Mishu Osur Uchvolim Baraglov. So he's being imprisoned, and they put chains. Pirish Kain Tabos Gudalim Shesorgim Mehem Raglayim. So they put like a collar around each foot, and now there's a chain between the two. So Mutalotitz Behem. So that's mutter to go out with. So the Mishabura Ukvalim, the next like come Malbush, the Derech Halichosa, who came now that became how we, that's how, under his circumstances, that's how he goes. Tell him the Gabi Aguf. Shulovish Behen. Khashin Dilma Nofel Miragla was the Suyud, the Mistama Kiman, the Osabahem, Bavarahim, Bechaisik, Al Ragla, Bol Yiplo. So I'm not sure over here, okay, the kvolim itself was the sleeve which is put on the leg, but the chain is going to be more questionable. Take a look at the Sharetzion. So it's in the Adi Ayin Hey Magor Meshem Mordechai. Bineim Akarim Hu Mimaz Dis Omer B'Shabbos Samigimol Beis. So this case of the person who's Asur, so which is not a Gemara. There is a Gemara which deals with the following, a different case, that there is this family in Yerushalayim that the girls, their nature was, they take very wide steps, and because of that, sometimes they would be mafsid or psulim. So they put, what they did was they put kvolim on their legs, and they put a chain between, so they couldn't take longer than a certain amount, it would shorten their stride. So that's mutter. So that also in Kavalim, Hitil Sheshel is Benay, and that's the case of the Gemara. They put this chain in between. If you look, Yilam Mechayim Alein Chatas B'Masnisin, Rakhi Surba Alma Dilma Shofi U'Machvi. So that they used to make golden chains. So like, you know, anything else, you have a golden chain. You know, you want to see my golden chain, so they can take it off and show it to the next person. And here we are carrying it. V'Hachal V'Shash over here, they can't take it off, obviously. K'mashakosu Kosei B'Yirgro. So that's the makor for this Mordechai is from the case of the Gemara. The case of the Gemara was not a person who was imprisoned. It was these people which did it for the physical, medical need of maintaining, of shortening their stride. When he has died to Leoben, so the Mishabura said, I don't get it. The Hazam of Shoshel is Tash Mish Odomhu. Shusar Haguf, Shaloyu, Besuleh, Noshra. So over there, the chain is being Mishamish, the person. So it's not called she's carrying the chain. The chain is being mishamish her. Here's Rashi Shom. Okay, loy havi kemas. Mashenge bezed the luba, the loy ba'atzma ain't sir called that. This guy says, I don't want to be chained, right? So mekabalkom. So who said that over here? It's not considered that he's carrying something. Come on, Yeshua Yashav didn't say can keep in the sauce can harbor mishanim halacha miatam shekasavti mishabura, and that now that became. once he wears it all the time, the type becomes a derech halicha. So it's not considered a masa anymore. That's he's going to argue, but he's not convinced that maybe that's shot in the mortar. Okay. Sifchov and yotzin anaktamin. What is an anaktamin? Hukumin chamor shoysim alitzanim v'nir kerechiv olav. It's like you have the children, or apparently the adults who are leitzanim. They would make a horse that you, a chamor, that you would, it's a stick with the head of a chamor, and you ride on it by holding it to your legs and jumping forward and saying, giddy up. Okay? He's carrying it while he's walking with his feet. So that's, can't go out with that. B'loibik shodim, what is that? That's stilts. So they would have a piece of sticks with a place to put your feet on them, and you would use them to walk through mud. You keep yourself off of the ground. That was apparently the first idea behind stilts. Instead of Willoy before me or from me, who come in service of parts of Shanoisim upon him, Mahafkir Tinoik. It's a mask. So all of these are also two out on Shabbos. Mishabur Ayan, and Yutum Nanakdamin, we call that Tom, and Nesha Ainz, the Dark Malbush, Mim Hoytzi Bizet, Chemikab, and Niskalel Potter, and Nesha Hoytzi Kaderach Matsian. But it's not considered Hoytzi Kaderach Matsian. There were two Pshatim over there in the Gemara, in the Nanakdamin. One of them, I understand, there's another pshat over there which is taka your lovish in it, but it's not derech malbush. The ma'aseh says that's not made. People don't normally wear masks. The people don't normally walk around with stilts, etc. But according to this pshat, potter, your mom is carrying it. Why you're potter? I never understood why the case is potter. Okay, sif chaf aleph. So we're. Where these cases of different types of items like sticks are behind us. And yotzin b'teva v'kupa u'machselis, abo yotzin b'sak v'iria b'chamila, pirish begadim gasim. So a person wants to protect his clothing, so he wants to put a box. I put a hole through the box and stick his head through that and wear the box over his clothing and keep his clothing dry. So he cannot do that, but if he wants to put a sack, which is a sack, or urea is like a curtain. Chamila is a leather type of an item, like a big, very large flask, or which you could double as like a couch, you know, a little seat. So that's mutter. Ein alf pateva. Can she write a log and a lot from the actual? He wants to protect himself from the rain. People don't wear boxes, you know, and therefore people don't wear boxes, so you can't call it derech malbush, it ends up being a masu. B'sak, now why is a sack considered derech malbush? Because the shepherds would use them. Once it becomes something which is a normalized type of wearing for the royim, so then it becomes a normalized wearing for other people as well. And the filo shalobi of Nakshami, even if it's not raining, because now it becomes a form of a baggot. Okay.
Those would be true even if there are no shepherds where you live?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I'm not sure nowadays if there's nobody in the world who wears it, I don't know what the law would be, but. Yeah. Pierce regarding them gasim. Same Pierce a rush bin adorim. Same Rashi Shabbos some base Pierce nami malbush sack. Umash of the sack mamish loy. So there is you can make a garment out of sackcloth. That's what we're talking about over here. But if it, just to take a sack, actual sack, and use it, you're not making a garment out of it. Just putting on the bag. That's not what. Now, what's our Ian b'Yemenu zok di mishtabura? Nowadays, we have an interesting question: should a royim logo lubash sakufa? So, but nowadays they do put themselves into just inside a bag. Se'echadin. Okay. For one thing, Gamli the Ram, according to this Rashi and the Rosh, Koshak says, and my comer Bebraisa, loy beteva bekupa. So why the Braisa contrasts what's also is the box? Yosahirlo loy mashrin and the besak mamish loy. Tell me, a mal besak is mutter and a sak mamish is also, if that's what the Mor is holding. So that'd be much bigger kiddush than the box. And b'shem aderis who are rashba when he brings the Shulchan Gibor says the aderis, he's referring to the rashba Rishon ben aderis. They feel a sak mutter b'tzarchi. So Mishmur is not sure he wants the paskin on it. Okay.
Sock sabag. Sock in hand.
Right. Fine. Chaf Beis. Yotzim b'moichu swag shel hamaka. So a person has put on top of the, he has a maka, and he puts some soft, moich is like a soft type of cloth. Uswag is like a sponge on the maka. The fishay merapim hil havi kimotakshet. Since they help in the healing process, because they draw out the liquid, so therefore that becomes it's being mishamish to the person. So it's a form of a takshit. The same with klipa shum ubotzel, or they would take garlic skin or a onion skin, or be splanis umalugma bratiya shaleha, or you would have some type of a cloth which you would put over the maka, and that has malugma, that has like a cream. Now vimnafim elal lo yachsirena, but if they once they've fallen off, they so you can't put it back unless a person has it enough of the mishkav. Well, he probably doesn't want to do enough Lamishka because he's going outside into Rishas Rabim wearing this guy item. So you can't seemingly put on before Shabbos. When once it falls off, putting it back on is a new Maisa Rafu, and that's us. Koshkin shall get the mitzhila. Abel Osir Lichra Chut O Mashiach Ala Maka Lotzis Boy. He wants to put something as a protective measure over the Maka, but it's not healing.
It's protecting it, though, isn't it?
It is protecting it. The kimashen merapim havi masui. Avo be'egad shakarach al ratiya shalotipol me'alob yochel elaboy v'kershu matira. So, but if you have the ratiya, which is this medicated bandage, and you want to put something over it to hold it in place, that's mutter. That is considered part of the ratiya part of it. Whereas something which it's just protecting it, since that's not a thing which normally the person wears on the body for protective purposes, because even though begotten, their purpose is protecting, but this is a chut or a mashicha, which normally its function is something else, totally not to protect the body. The fact that you decide right now to wear it to protect your body doesn't make a mutter. So the first thing is that you can't put these items on the maka on Shabbos. So you would take this piece of cloth, you would put on a cream, and you put on the maka. If it falls off, so you're doing an act of refuah, even though it was there beforehand, but putting it back is a new act of refuah. So you're allowed to put these things, fine, but the chut, the mashiach, you cannot put ala maka. Even if you have, let's say, the healing, the medicated type of thing, and this is put on top for protective purposes, it doesn't make it any better. If it's there to hold the healing, the medicated bandage in place, that's mutter. But if it's there, the bandage is placed, and the bandage is fine. You're putting this thing on top not to make it hold it in place, but to protect it. The fact that there's a bandage underneath doesn't make it any better. Now, behold the Messiah, the Be'egad, Shekarach Yotzia, Yochel Elef Boy. So now he said like this, That which you're being mounted to the case of Eged, even with the being able to hold it in place, it's still going to be a problem. When's the case which is mutter when it's an agad? Hanu davka be eged shal smatutin the derech lashlicha kishim matiroi. So we discussed this once. I don't remember what was the context. Sometimes the something which is insignificant has a much bigger mile on the Gabi Hilo Shabbos than something. A person goes and he has a cleaner's tag in his garment, and he couldn't care less if it's there. So it's so insignificant that it's bolted to the bag, and then it's not considered caring the fact you have a cleaner's tag inside your garment. Right? A person has an extra button which he wants to make sure he has because he needs it so his buttons keep falling off. So it's not bolted to the bag. He has a button which he's going to use. When the other button falls off, he'll put it back on, and he's carrying it around inside of his jacket. Right? Because the chashiva. So the mashal, if you have a loop in the side of a person's jacket, a person has a loop, so the loop is bolted to the bag, and it helps you hang it up. The loop is once end of the loop tears, so it's not usable anymore. So if you're planning to fix it, it's also to wear it. If you're not planning to fix it, it's mutter. You're not going to fix it, so it's not chashev. It's worthless. Doesn't do it, so then it's bolted to the bag. And if you plan to fix it, I mean, it's chashev. It's chashev. Now you're carrying something which is useless right now. It's not part of the bag. It's not bolted to the bag. But it's something of value. So the more valuable it is. We discussed this. Hechasitzes, right? We discussed in hechasitzes. I guess it goes back a while. Okay, right? If tzitzes tore on Shabbos. So what, now it's not kosher. Kolon the tzitzis are sholem. It's a mishamish to the bag. It's like a tachshit. Once one tzitzis tears, there's enough tear that it's not kosher. But you're planning to fix them, so it's not bottled. It's not on kosher. But on the other hand, it's not being mishamish to the bag right now. So it would be a masui. So now that the smartutin with the derech hashlich, these rags which you throw them out when you're finished. Okay, if you use that to tie it on, elken enu chashiv, ubatul gabi ratiya. Mashenge mechutu mashicha, the chashivi venu batul gabi hamoich basvayk. So that's how the first shot that we're going to say over here, which is the Magen Avraham. Biagro chashiv. The going says a different shot. The Ladasa Rambam, Eno Osir Bechutu Mashicha, Ki'im Kishakarcha Alamoich Usvoig Lotzeis Poi, Mashim Lechashivi Willa Batli. So we argue the Swara. So the Chutu the Mashicha is there on top of the Moich and the Svoig, so therefore it won't fall off. So that's a problem because it's Chashu. Awa Alamaka Mamish, Filo Hayikarch. Chutu Mashicha and Shar Dabr Chashav Mutulot is by. That's in a marapa, Mikomokam, Hare Moshe, Yasar Tamaka, Lakan Lohavi Masi. It's protecting it, it shouldn't get stretched. So that the Rama holds that case is mutter. Maybe Rai Ladwar, Mitlashan Tusefta, Mashu, Minay, to whosoever came the Halacha, came Mashu, Das Kamachrenim, Kamashetu, the Kamam Sifri, Chavkes, Mishab Rahin Shop. So if it's even is only protecting it, it shouldn't get scratched, that's mutter. That's what Lawton was suggesting before. Now, you're allowed to untie it, now it's not attached anymore, so why are you allowed to tie it again? So the answer is because it's not a refuah. And refuah is the problem, but it's not a refuah, so it's mutter. The chutu mashicha, which is there just to hold the smartutin which you're using to hold the moich and the swag in place, they're not doing refuah. They're just there to hold the bandage in place. So if you don't tie that, the bandage is still there, you put it back on, the bandage is doing its job anyway. The only problem is you're afraid if you walk outside it might fall off. So you're putting this on top, so that can go on and off without a problem. Okay.
So a non-medicated band-aid, bismachazeh.
So that's this other heter of it's protecting the makkah, shouldn't get scratched.
Right. And it doesn't have a dinner before because it's not medicated.
Correct.
So that the chori could put on Shabbos.
Yes. The only issue which you have with that is, we'll see in Shin Mem, is the problem of the Kareya issue. The Rambam holds something which is glued together, taken apart, is considered Kareya. So, that also, your diaper, the diaper tab, so you, which I think nowadays is almost bulky because nowadays everything is Velcro. Okay. Sif Chav Gimel. What? Velcro. Yeah. Habonim Yotzim Bezogim. So Harugim Lehem Ksusim. On the bottom of their clothing, they would have little bells. Pirish Kamin Pamonim Ketanim. So if they're woven in, so there's no chashash that they're going to come off, and they're there to be mishamish to beg it, and so everything is wonderful. But avim enam arugim, if they're not woven in, so then we're afraid that they're going to fall off, and he's going to end up carrying them. Therefore, lo, you can't. Okay. Now, I go. Well, mahari madam mechuber luxus at rakvedaber shadarka liyos mechuber shom. This idea that it's considered part of the beged is only something which is normal to put there. So then we could argue, so it becomes bottle to the beged. But so much is not the dark to put there. The fact that you put it there doesn't make it bottle to the beged. Or alternatively, it's a gzeira, since it's not the dark is not always through mechaber. We're afraid if I let it mechuber, the guy is going to, in his mind, next time be mapped, even though it's not mechaber, because it's not the normal thing to be mechaber there. So either it's a masu issue, or it's a gzera issue. Both pshatim are said. Now, voisim igulim yerukim shagazu malchus kol Yehudi yisa echad mehem b'ksusai. So they would have to wear this yellow circle, right? That to indicate that the person is Jewish. So they said that everybody has to wear on their garments. Mutar lotzis behen. You're allowed to walk out on Shabbos with them on. Feel ain't a tougher because even though it's not sewn in, rak mechuber shom, even though it's only attached in a minimal way, because you're not afraid he's going to take it off. Okay, it's considered, and now that that's the way he goes the whole week, it's considered bottled to the beged because that's derech malbush now. Every beged has to have this. You're not afraid to take it off. So they would come up with this way to carry the handkerchief, which Mishra Berurah is going to discuss exactly how to do it, in a way that it's mutter. But they would attach it as an extension of a garment, and then they would, and then therefore it's considered an extension of the garment. We do have an issue of making of music. So this hat over here of this bell is only if it doesn't have a clapper inside. If it has a clapper inside, that's a different problem. The problem is that's mashmiya kol. Okay. Let's start the Mishnah Berurah. Harugim lehem. So you have these bells which are woven into the beged. Since they're woven in, they're not going to come off. They're not going to break off and carry them. Even though they're valuable, should also elulav nei malachim. Gam ken lo chashin dum machachi ale vasa l'suyi biyada kimetu aru. You know, they're going to say, "Who do you think you are?" And I want to take it off. And it's woven in, so it's not going anywhere. If they're not orig, I feel like kshurim, even though they're tied on, because you could untie them, or they could become untied. The person can't go with this bell around his neck, that's going to be a problem. You might fall off and then he'll carry it. Since only rich people wear it, and he goes like that, people are going to say, hey, you think you're so rich, so you might be embarrassed and you want to take it off. It's not uncommon that the person might take it off and carry it. Even by young children, so there's a problem. If they're not ashirim, because they might laugh at them. So they laugh at the kid. The father's going to take it off.
It's not finished by being a little kid because he himself is not going to care.
Because the kiddush is the chashas on the father.
Yeah.
If the chashas would be that the child would take it off, that would not be halachically a problem, because if the child does it, he does it.
I wasn't clear. What I meant to say is, kiddush is even though it's a young child and we don't really care, but he's going to be with the father.
There's no issue about someone to wear it. The problem is he might take it off and carry it. Mm-hmm. So we didn't ask for that in the cut. Because I'm not making him do that. That's if it happens, so that's his decision. Mm-hmm. So they didn't ask it on the cut. The chashash is the father. The point is the kiddush is that we're worried about the father, correct? Okay. Now the definition of mechubar only works. It's v'darach elias mechubar shom pei aleph. Rekhodavra d'hainu k'moy gonzug shadarach chayyeh b'zonim liyos b'chol abegadim l'noy. That was a very common thing to put these on the garments. Chen shari ba'orig shogazu oto ena orig. We're not afraid that he's going to. So it's very common to sew it in. So we're not afraid if he allows that. He'll allow it when it's not attached. Kima shulanoi lebagad lechichu chazal lehafsid oyser lizganes. So you don't have to take it off. But someone says not darkel kachas oser. We'll do this last mishabur. We'll stop after this one. Gazal mechubar oto ena mechubar. So the first issue is gzeira. If it's mechubar oto ena mechubar, that's the tosis. By Mordechai Shom shesim dafshel lechal masihu. It's not just an issue of gzeira. But he had the time yesh bezad. The ain't a bottle to gavi beggar. Kimish in darchah bekachah. There's not no one to put there. It's not going to be bottled to the beggar possibly. Chaymash b'tshuvas rashi b'tshuva beis yosef shkodav reshein sarach la beggar. Vein tashvish la beggar. Ain't a bottle to gavi a beggar. Rehu kilo mitzian levadoi b'loy a beggar bechayev. So that's an important point. Let's hold it here. So we hold